Minority Democrats in the Assembly are driving the debate, which started at around noon on Tuesday. They're proposing amendment after amendment to the plan as a way of calling out what they see as problems with the bill. While the governor's plan takes away bargaining rights from most public worker unions, it preserves bargaining rights for fire and police. Last night, Democrats like Fred Clark of Baraboo proposed also preserving bargaining rights for corrections officers in state prisons.
Who we ask to do the job day in and day out to keep us safe from the people that we have decided should not be out on the street.
Majority Republicans have remained largely silent during the marathon floor session. Delafield Republican Chris Kapinga said the governor made it clear he exempted the groups he did to plan for the worst-case scenario.
And that is why you are seeing our members not step up and second-guess our governor, who laid out these plans a long time ago.
As debate continued in that chamber, it was unclear what might happen with the governor's plan in the state Senate. 14 missing Democrats are still holding up the bill there for as long as they stay out of town. Madison Senate Democrat Fred Risser wouldn't give a firm timeline on what happens next.
I anticipate that we'll be back one of these days at the appropriate time. The problem, of course, is that we don't want to eliminate workers' rights in the process.
The governor said again yesterday that unless Senate Democrats return to Madison, he'll start the process of laying off up to 1,500 state workers. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.